True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Very excited right now to get to the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And talk to our friend Mr. Bob Papa, the voice of the New York Football Giants. You can give Bob a follow at Bob, P-A-P-A underscore NFL. Bob, what's up, man? Thanks for making time for us.
Hey, great to talk with you guys. Fired up for the start of the season.
I bet, man.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, the Giants are looking for a big bounce-back year. I think they had to move on from Daniel Jones. Now you've got Russell Wilson there, an established veteran quarterback, a Super Bowl winner. What do they have in Russ at this stage of his career, and how is the team responding to him?
Well, I mean, responding to him has been great. I mean, he's been an incredible leader. He went into this eyes wide open. Joe Shane, the general manager, told me, look, when we visited with Russell before we signed him, we told him, hey, we're going to be looking for a quarterback. Here's the deal. Here's what we got going. Your reputation has taken a little ding over the last couple of years. It's an opportunity for you, and he's embraced it. I mean, as Carl Banks likes to talk about, I mean, the optimism that he brings to the table every day is pretty cool, and the teammates have fed off it. I'll give you some stats. You know, over the last 2 years, the Giants starting quarterbacks are 9-25 with 27 touchdowns, 21 interceptions, and an 81.8 passer rating. The last 2 years for Russell Wilson, 13-13 as a starter, but 42 touchdowns, 13 interceptions, and a passer rating of 97. It's an upgrade. And what he's been able to do is, because he understands the offense and he understands what he's seeing, quicker decisions suddenly make an offensive line better. And his willingness to throw the deep ball and take shots, because it's not like the Giants haven't had chances to take shots. The quarterbacks just didn't pull the trigger or the protection broke down. And I feel like with Russell Wilson, they'll have an opportunity to create more explosive plays. How many wins does this translate to? I don't know. They were 3-14 last year. I think if they can get to 7 or 8 wins, that would be a win for the Giants as they move forward and eventually transition into Jackson Dart.
Leash might be the wrong word, but how significant will the push be to go to Dart if, I mean, even if they're playing decent football, say they're 4-3, 3-4, or something like that. Like, I know that the fan base seems so excited about Dart, but I'm sure the staff and the front office want to protect him and give him that time to watch and learn.
It's a function of wins and losses. Let's face it. Eli Manning in his last two starts as a Giant quarterback, the Giants were 0-2. And he was coming off a 300-yard passing game and a loss. Like they I think it was to the Cowboys. One of the games they lost, it was not his fault. He played fine. But they started pounding the drums for Daniel Jones, and the rest, as they say, is history. Look, the Giants open up in Washington. Then they got to go to Dallas in week two. Then their home opener is against Kansas City on Sunday Night Football. And they have the Chargers, another playoff team, at home in week four. If they go 0-4 with the Saints coming up next, you can rest assured that the media, the fans, everybody is going to be clamoring for Jackson Dart. So it's really going to be a function of where they are wins and losses-wise as they get into the season. If they could stay somewhere around 500 halfway through the year, I think, and they feel like the quarterback's not holding them back, I think it keeps Jackson Dart at bay. But, you know, listen, go back to 2004. The Giants were 5-2 with Kurt Warner. They lost two games in a row, and they wound up getting hit with a whole bunch of, like, season-ending injuries on the defensive side of the ball. And even at 5-4, they made the switch to Eli Manning, and they said, all right, let's give him the last seven games because he's next. You know, the days of Carson Palmer sitting out his entire rookie season are long gone. And at some point, Jackson Dart's going to get on the field. But Russell Wilson could have a hand in deciding how long the Giants wait to do that.
Well, having a good running game could help out a young quarterback or an aging quarterback. Is the running game of the Giants something that's good enough you all feel that will help the growth of any one of those guys?
Well, I mean, look, Tyrone Tracy had a really good rookie season, right? I mean, last year he had 1,400 yards combined, ran for 839 yards. And remember, he had only played running back his final year at Purdue. He was a wide receiver for 3 years. He's talked about it this offseason that the game has slowed down a little bit for him. He's seeing things a little bit more clearly. He said, last year my head was spinning. And I think they've stabilized this offensive line. Like, we don't know if Andrew Thomas is going to be ready on Sunday, but James Hudson's a veteran tackle that they can put in there. They have much more depth on their offensive line. And then, you know, Devin Singletary is still a quality player, not as explosive as he once was. And they drafted Cam Scataboo in the fourth round, who certainly is going to help this team convert some of these third and fourth short yardage situations that they were awful at last year. So I think their running game in conjunction with Russell Wilson at quarterback should be better this year, but they're going to have to be able to run the football, especially on Sunday, to play keep away from Jaden Daniels and his explosiveness. The best way to control Jaden Daniels is to have him on the bench watching as opposed to on the field.
For sure. Talking with Bob Papa here, voice of the New York Giants. You can give him a follow at Bob_Papa NFL. Check out the Papa Cast, which is just a very cool name for a podcast, along with Carl Banks. There's just a lot of cool stuff that you're doing for the Giants via the Believe Network. I did just see Andrew Thomas. Looks like he's not practicing today after he practiced yesterday. Maybe that's just happening. I don't know if you have an update there. But how should this Giants O-line look this year?
Well, I mean, based on what we saw in the preseason, it's better. I mean, and I know the preseason is the preseason, but again, they signed James Hudson, and, you know, he's going into his fifth year, and he's a good guy. Like, in the past, you know, it's one of those deals where you look at it and you say to yourself, in the past, they've put guys in that were ill-equipped to play left tackle when Andrew Thomas got hurt, and they were experimenting with people left and right. Now they got a guy that, you know, Brian Dable mentioned us in our production meetings this summer. Hudson brings a defensive lineman mentality to the offensive room. He's nasty. He got into a bunch of fights. So they feel like they stabilized things there, and they feel like if they have to go to somebody off the bench, it's going to be better. Look, Andrew Thomas has dealt with a whole bunch of injuries the last couple of years. I don't know if he's going to be able to go. They're managing him coming off this foot injury. And I think because of signing a guy like Hudson, because this rookie Marcus Bowe, who they took in the fifth round out of Purdue, has been absolutely outstanding in the joint practices and in the one-on-ones within the team, they feel a lot more comfortable that they don't have to rush Andrew Thomas back and wait until he's fully healthy before they put him on the field.
That would certainly help. And Thomas has been really good when he's been out there, but he's just not always out there. You can listen to Bob on Sirius XM NFL Radio. I saw Dexter Lawrence made some comments like, we just got to focus on Washington. We just got to beat Washington. So much has been made about the Giants' need for a hot start. I think you saw that in the preseason, playing a lot of guys, maybe more than other teams did. How important do you think this opener is for the Giants to come down here and beat the Commanders?
Well, I mean, look, they won their season opener in 22, Dable's first year in Tennessee. Tennessee had been the number one seed the previous year in the AFC, and they went down there and they beat Tennessee, and that was kind of a springboard for the season. I think there's a lot to this as far as going down and trying to win this first game. Now, I think if they don't win this game, how they play is also a factor in this, because since Brian Dable has been the head coach, roll this around in your tumbler. On opening day, they have not scored an offensive touchdown in the first half of their three previous openers.
Wow.
Not scored a touchdown. I mean, it's hard to get off to a good start when you can't score a touchdown. And I think if they could go out and play and look, they played Washington tough twice last year. They lost both of those games. But I think if they could go down and play a good game, put points on the board, and feel like they're getting into some kind of flow, I think that would give this team confidence. But if they come out and they look like last year's team, where you could be into the second quarter before they cross midfield, and, you know, they were worse in the red zone, they were worse in points per game. If it looks like that again offensively, I think there could be some panic that would set in for sure.
Bob, the pass rush has gotten a lot better. How is the run stopping when you look at that defense? They got a lot of guys that can rush the passer, but as a former offensive player, the way you notify them, you run right at them.
Listen, you bring up a great point, because I know Washington was 30th in run defense. The Giants weren't much better. They were 27th. And think about the game last year in Washington when they played. Brian Robinson had 17 carries for a 133, and they literally tore the Giants apart. Now, I know that was a young version of Jaden Daniels, and he ran into some sacks that he didn't run into as the season progressed and he got better. But the Giants' problem was last year teams were not scared to run the ball against them on a 3rd and 5 and convert it. So they went out and they got Roy Robertson Harris, who's a true veteran, played in Jacksonville last year, played with Seattle. He's a big body. He's going to help up front. They like the growth of DJ Davidson, who they drafted in 2022. They drafted Darius Alexander in the 3rd round out of Toledo. And they signed Chauncey Golston, the former Cowboy, who's really good at playing the run. So I think they have gone out and addressed that, because, look, their secondary is a little shaky, right? They signed Paulson Adebo. They signed Javon Holland. They have Tyler Newbin, who's a second-year player who played great his rookie year. But we don't know about that other cornerback position, whether it's Cordell Flott, Deontay Banks, the former Maryland star who had a rough year last year and year two. And we know about Abdul Carter. But you can't rush the passer if the team you're playing is always in 2nd and 3. So a heavy emphasis has been on stopping the run. And if they don't get better at that, and although I gave you names of people that have certainly upgraded it, I want to see it on the field on Sunday.
Yeah. Bob, how has Abdul Carter looked? There's so much excitement about that young man. He's been on social media a little bit, didn't like a block against from the Jets, I guess.
Oh, it's going to happen a lot.
Yeah, there's going to be more of that to come. Does he seem ready for everything that comes with being a potential star for the Giants?
Yeah, I mean, look, I get a chance to watch practice, and there's a lot of former Giants around. And when you're standing there with Phil Sims and you're standing there with Carl Banks and Harry Carson wanders through, or Lawrence Taylor's there, or Jesse Armstead, like, and they're marveling at what they're watching. Like, his first step, his speed, his bend, I mean, it's pretty awesome. You know, and listen, the Jets had fun with that clip when he got chipped by the tight end and got totally blown up. Obviously, they weren't going to post like his seven other reps where he absolutely whipped guys in front of him.
right.
So, look, he's the real deal. I mean, look, the Giants drafted Kayvon Thibodeau with the fifth overall pick 4 years ago out of Oregon. He's turned out to be a good player. But, like, the difference between watching rookie Abdul Carter and some of the other guys that the Giants have drafted in the past, it's light years. It's just, it's different. It's special. There's a reason why he was viewed as one of the top three or four players in the draft, and he certainly has done nothing to show that that's not legit.
Yeah, it's funny. Thibodeau shows up as a star against Washington, but the rest of the league, he kind of just plays like a good player. Carter's performance against Notre Dame in that playoff loss when he was playing with the hurt shoulder was really, really eye-opening, I thought. Notre Dame runs really good systems, and they just couldn't stop that young guy. I think he's going to be a problem.
And you're right with Thibodeau. I mean, look, that was pre JD. Okay, that was Sam Howell, Taylor Heineke, and whatever quarterback of the week Washington was choosing to throw in there with some bad offensive lines. Like everything has changed. Now we judge everything post JD because it's all different now. So all that stuff means when I look at these stats and I'm like, oh, he's got this amount against that. I'm like, none of that counts anymore. Because Jaden Daniels has changed the equation, and now you throw in Laramie Tunsil and all that other stuff. You know, let's see what happens now, because that's what matters now, because Jaden Daniels ain't going anywhere for a decade.
Bob, you sound like me, man. You like that. Show me. Like, we from Missouri. We want to see it.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen. I mean, I hate to say it, but I mean, this is my 31st year doing this, and I've been part of the radio broadcast team since 88. Parcells was actually the head coach. Wow. So, like, I mean, it's seriously, I mean, you could talk about all this stuff until the cows come home, but I want to see you play. I want to see what you have in games, because I know what championship teams look like. I've been there for, you know, I wasn't around in 86. But I was at Super Bowl 25. I was at Super Bowl 35. They lost, but that still was a hell of a team. And I've seen and called four Super Bowls. I know what is good and what's hype. And, you know, show me on the field. Like Coughlin always said, talk is cheap. All that matters is what you do on Sunday or Thursday or Monday, whenever the games are played. But all this other stuff is just stuff to talk about during the week. The games are the final test. And that's where the truth comes out.
So based on that, Bob, it sounds like there are people that expect Jaden to maybe regress or take a step back. It doesn't sound like you're...
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're in that camp.
Nope, not at all. No, I did my Believe in Giants podcast with Phil Sims. I said, Phil, what does Jaden Daniels have to improve to take it to the next level? Because if he doesn't improve a lick, he's still going to be better than 90% of the quarterbacks in the league. Like, wow. He's that good. You know, it's funny because I used to do my serious show with Charlie Weiss, the longtime coordinator for the Patriots and former Notre Dame head coach. And Charlie Weiss said to me after week one of the college season, he said, everybody's talking about Caleb Williams. He goes, I'm telling you right now, Jaden Daniels will win the Heisman Trophy, and Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback in this draft. And anybody who passes on Jaden Daniels is making a big mistake because he plays with a poise. He plays with a calmness. He's a tremendous thrower of the football. He's a great anticipation thrower. He made a throw last year to De'Ami Brown with pressure in his face where he just sidearmed one on an over route. You couldn't, if you put a quarterback 8 yards away, they might not have thrown it as perfectly as Jaden Daniels did from 40 yards. Like, yeah. He's just got a gift. And with Cliff Kingsbury and with Dan Quinn as the head coach, making sure that we don't get too wild and we don't get too reckless in our protections, Jaden Daniels, I think, is going to be even better this year. And if there were two quarterbacks from last year that I predict this year will be as good, if not show improvements, it's Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix, because Bo Nix has Sean Payton.
Yeah. You and I are singing the same song with Jaden. Mm-hmm. Bob, thank you for the time. You got a pick for tonight, Eagles-Cowboys?
Yeah, I think Philadelphia is going to win. I mean,
or not to.
Yeah, I mean, look, they got a great defense. They can run the ball. I know Kenny Clark is brought in to stop the run, but now where's your pass rush coming from? I could see watching this game tonight as Philadelphia pulls away in the third quarter and they're just chomping up yardage. We'll get 8,000 shots of Jerry Jones looking glum, and NBC will be talking constantly about the effects of the Michael Parsons trade 1 week ago and how it's avoiding the locker room and all that other stuff. I don't see how Philadelphia doesn't win this game tonight.
Thank you very much for the
time.
We'll see you on Sunday.
Anytime, guys. Looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you very much. That's the great Bob Papa, voice of the New York Giants. You can hear him on Sirius XM NFL Radio. Give him a follow at Bob Papa, P-A-P-A underscore NFL. When we come back, our boy Peter Rosenberg joins the program.
Hey, it's B. Mitch here. FanDuel is making week one even bigger with a chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets every game day. That's right, $2 million. Here's how it works. Opt in and place an anytime touchdown bet on any week one NFL game, including tonight's matchup, using your profit boost. And if the player you pick scores either the first or the last touchdown of the game, you'll earn a share of $2 million in bonus bets. First touchdown, you're in. Last touchdown, you're in. Both even better. It's just one more reason to bet on the NFL with FanDuel. So whether you've got a feeling about the opening drive or you're banking on a clutch finish, now's the time to get in on the game. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download the app today and get started. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel, sportsbook with the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in must apply profit boost token on select market. Prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants. Who made the correct first or last touchdown pick? Bonus issued on as non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 21 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.